Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday the 23rd of June at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to a warm meals provider for schools, and we'll be looking at a laptop provider also for schools, except they block out social media. And all the markets as usual as they deal with the escalation of the war against Iran. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the international newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the esteemed company of Kathleen Brooks from XTB. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Jay.
Hopefully you had a lovely weekend. The weather here wasn't too bad on Friday and Saturday, but a bit mixed yesterday.
We still had a bit of heat, but it's definitely cooled down today. In fact, it's a lot windier than we were expecting.
Yeah, it is. Now, let's start with the markets. How have they been digesting the escalation in the war over the weekend?
Well, I would summarise it to say they've digested it very well. We did see a surge in the oil price earlier on during the Asian session, where Brent crude got above $80 per barrel. It rose nearly 5%. It's now paired those gains and it's up just 1%. In fact, it's falling literally before my eyes. Mm. So it's only up 1% so far. It's currently trading at $77. I wouldn't say that that is a huge extra risk premium that's being attached to Brent crude at the moment. Obviously, that's the most exposed to the region, the Middle East region. But if we do zoom out a little bit, Joe, then looking at the 1 month performance of Brent crude oil, it is up 20%. So that is we have already seen a big increase in the oil price, and it's certainly unlikely to fall anytime now.
So you're saying that it might have been quite overbought in the previous few weeks, and as a result, there wasn't that much space to zoom up.
Well, I think there's a little bit of that. And I think that whenever we get these geopolitical flare-ups, and we get them very, very frequently these days, essentially the market is trying to see what's happening next. Now, Iran hasn't actually said what it's going to do to retaliate. So rather than go for the worst case scenario, I think the market is really buying the US government's official narrative that this was a targeted strike against Iran, its nuclear facilities, it is a one and done, and this isn't going to lead to all out World War III. And that's really keeping a lid on the oil price for now. Likewise with stocks, we actually saw the Hang Seng in China, that's risen today. We've seen US equity futures, they are open at the moment. They are up a small amount. They are down a small amount, but they were down more last week when Iran and Israel, that conflict kicked off. So it's not the biggest reaction, actually, considering all the headlines and how bad things could get and the situations we did envisage yesterday. I feel like this is a much more muted reaction than expected.
We are watching to see what happens in the Straits of Hormuz. At least a fifth of all oil is shipped through that narrow strait right beside Iran, but way more LNG is shipped through those straits as well.
Yeah, very, very important passageway to the open seas for both oil and for gas shipments, as you mentioned. Really important, you know, a lot of European countries are oil importers. Japan is a big oil importer as well. So it's absolutely crucial. Now, it's not just controlled by Iran. It also links the Gulf of Persia with the Gulf of Oman. So Oman and some other Middle Eastern countries also control that. Iran has threatened to close the Strait of Hormuz 15 times since 1980. They've never actually done it. They've never done so. And I think there are other things that Iran could do to get back at the US to save face, which is going to be very important for them, I think, in the next few days. They could also retaliate in a very targeted way, a bit like the US action. So back in 2020, when the US took out a really key commander of the Iranian regime, Iran striked back directly at a US military base in Iraq, and they actually telegraphed beforehand to say they were going to do that. So there are things like that they could do. They could also target US military assets in the Middle East. I mean, that would be quite a high risk strategy, to be honest. But if they were to close the Strait of Hormuz, that would be seen as a declaration of war against the US, and the US Navy would then come and try and reopen it. How long that would take, we don't know. But that would be a severe escalation. And I think there have been some signs that, you know, some tankers have turned around, just a couple so far. Every company and freight operator, they've got their own risk profile. So they might say, well, that things could kick off there, so we'll go somewhere else. But this is few and far between so far. So unless we see lots of ships start to avoid the Strait of Hormuz or lots of attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, then I think that the oil price could remain contained for now. Obviously, if that does happen, then we think we could see oil, you know, some oil analysts have been saying, Brent could go to $100 per barrel, which would be very bad for, you know, inflation risks and what central banks do next.
And it's not just shipping that is avoiding the area. Airlines are avoiding the area and a much wider sweep of the area than just Iran or Iraq.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So British Airways and Singapore Airlines, they've cancelled flights to Dubai. Flights to Dubai and to Doha in Qatar, they were cancelled on Saturday and Sunday. And also flights from the UK to Bahrain. Bahrain has a very large US military base in the region. And they've been suspended until June 30th. But I think it's just getting a lot harder to travel west to east. So European airlines are having to avoid all of Russia. They're now having to avoid huge swathes of, you know, Iran, Jordan, obviously Iran as well, that's closed. Israel's airspace is closed. So it's making much harder. It's a much narrower corridor now. So whether or not that means flights are going to have to, you know, be scaled back, not just to the Middle East, but also out to Asia, to Japan, to Vietnam, to wherever else, we'll have to see. I mean, for now, it looks like commercial air traffic is flowing fairly freely within those airspace restrictions, but it has become very restricted for them. And they've, you know, 150 carriers have suspended or diverted flights to the region and beyond as well. So certainly a challenge for airlines. And we'll have to see whether or not they put their prices up as a result of this, because there are fewer flights. I mean, they're never ones to miss an opportunity, I suppose, to put prices
never
up.
Never let a crisis go to waste, as they say.
No.
Yeah, I checked with Aer Lingus and they don't fly into Dubai. And I checked with Emirates, who do fly from Dublin. Mm-hmm. And they have not suspended their flights into Dubai, interestingly enough. Now, let's move on to Novo Nordisk, the obesity drug maker, the Danish giant. It's hoping that its new product, something called CagriSema, could be a winner for them.
Yeah, so they've been in quite a bit of trouble recently. In fact, their share price is down 23% year to date, which seems amazing because they've, you know, this is considered a world-breaking drug. But this is their new drug. So back in December, they didn't have great results because they did a clinical trial for the same amount of time you're meant to go on a Wegovy, so their other Ozempic drug. So about 6 months. And in 6 months, it didn't come back with great weight loss results. However, they actually released new clinical trials at the weekend, the American Diabetics Association, and they reported that if you stay on this drug for more than 60 weeks, so for over a year, then you will actually get much better results than you would if you stayed on Ozempic and based on being on Ozempic for 6 months. So they're basically broadening out the scope, widening the goalposts, if you like, of this, which also means, you know, you have to be on it for longer. A lot of people have spoken about, are starting to talk about how long you need to be on these weight loss drugs, whether or not you need to be on them indefinitely in some cases. But official guidelines are to stay on them for a targeted amount of time. But this suggests to me that the weight loss drug makers might start looking at longer trials, much longer trials. Obviously, that would be very good news for their revenue. But if they have obviously better results, I think they said that CagriSema, as you mentioned, people lost on average kind of 25% of their weight. It's about 22% for Wegovy. So this is some really good news. Actually, no, I was looking at Novo Nordisk today. Its share price was down 2.5% on Friday and it's had quite a torrid, 6 months, down 36%. So we could see a big boost in its share price because this is good news for them.
Indeed. After a booming 2024. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us. That is Kathleen Brooks there from XTB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.